So I'm not expecting too much from him. But hopefully, Keith, you'll have some bring some cooth to the conversation, you know, some
I got
legitimacy, because I don't know. But welcome to the Rashawn Franklin Podcast. Back with the guys, M and Keith. What's good, y'all?
Cool. I'm up early.
Oh, yes. I'm at Cali time.
Yeah. What time is it, G? There.
9:30.
Oh, good. Like it was like 6 or something.
Yeah, I'll be up at 6 most days, actually.
I'll be up at
10. Damn, word.
Damn.
I'm going to be up to 10. I have a first week that works at 10. I'll be up at 10.
If I live, that's
cool. Like 2 or 3, though.
You said what?
I'm going to sleep until 2 or 3, though.
Oh, okay.
So when you're waking up, I'm going to sleep.
Right. Right. Yeah, I'm in the bed by 10 and up by 6 most days. But if I live West Coast, I would feel like I needed to be up like at 4 a.m. You know what I'm saying? Because
the rest of the world's getting started.
Yeah.
But I used to feel that way.
You said, fuck that shit.
Exactly.
Yeah, I feel you. What's good, Em? How's Nash?
Oh, shit. It's been like a heat wave cooking down this joint, man.
Hell yeah.
99 and 100 for like a week straight. Trying to stay cool and all of that.
Yeah. Yeah, they turned the weather machine on high. Around everywhere, it seemed like. So, but hey, you heard that Drake? You heard that Drake, Keith?
That shit is trash.
That shit is doo-doo, bro.
Bro, I listened to the first few tracks. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Skip. I skipped it all the way to the last song, bro.
Like, me too, bro.
I'm like, this is the hardest song on the track. No, stuff is doo-doo, bro.
I told him, that's the same shit I told him. He ain't heard it yet, but I was like,
bro,
that shit is
21 Savage out of all people came and saved the day, bro.
Nah, 21 be doing his thing on features.
He does.
Yeah. He be killing them motherfuckers. But
damn, he ain't got no joints on that.
Bro, it was on some Kanye shit, bro. That's all I can.
But not as artistic. This shit is doo-doo. Like,
you remember when we
first listened to 808s, we was all together and we was like, yeah. Kind of like, not sure. But then, Keith, you listen to that shit for like a year straight. Do you remember that shit? Every time I was in the car, you was bumping it because it was playing. That shit was crazy.
It's
that
amazing. Crazy, so-
you remember that shit? That nigga listened to that shit for like a year straight, bro.
Y'all never like my musical taste though, bro. Like y'all never, y'all still don't give E-40 no respect.
I do.
Yeah, he used to bump E-40. He used to bump that E-40, man.
Yeah.
Nah, it's cool though. I mean, that's the only way I can describe it. It was some Kanye, like shit. I don't know.
Yeah, but not as good. Not even close.
Yeah. I mean, I would have to listen to it a few more times, but I was just like. It seemed like he was writing something from it was from his diary or something. I don't know. Like real, bro.
The pages from his diary. Every song.
He said
I got frustrated, bro. I kept skipping. I'm like, damn, I'm gonna listen to the song 21 Savage, bro.
Hell no.
I told,
to be honest, this is the first time that Drake is like completely flopped in my eyes.
I thought CLB was trash, but.
Nah, that shit was hard.
That shit was not hard, bro.
No, he had a couple joints on that.
That shit was poop too. He, like you said, and that nigga ain't been the same since.
Since his child, since Pusha?
Since Push.
Damn.
You said that shit. And I ain't believe it at first, but now it's like apparent. So.
So what's it like? Pop? You singing, you said?
Bruh.
Or like retro?
A lot of people online have been saying like, imagine walking to H&M, you hear the music in there, bro. It's like that. Like the mainstream type shit, this shit's gonna pop. Like that.
I gotta check.
The album's gonna be everywhere.
This one?
Yeah.
It's gonna be all in the elevator and shit.
It's gonna be all in the gym.
This shit. Passport?
Yeah, all in the trampoline parks with the kids jumping and shit. Like. The album was made for it, bro. It was hella mainstream, bro. I'm trying to tell you, bro. Starbucks.
They're gonna be banking at a Starbucks.
Damn. Oh, okay, I see what you're saying. He made like a
background. No, he was switching lanes. Yeah, apparently. He's switching lanes.
That's nasty. Yuck. They said he coming out with a poetry book next, man.
Oh, he write poetry then.
Yeah. So I don't know.
Writing it for him.
Damn. Oh, damn.
Who's this ghost poet?
Damn.
Oh shit.
I told him, you know, Steph put light-skinned niggas ahead, you know, three steps. And that same night, this nigga Drake comes behind and just all the progress is gone, bro.
Take out all those gains taken away.
Damn, nasty, quick. Quite crazy.
Drizzy
Drake.
Everybody clowning him. Everybody clowning him for this. I ain't even heard it yet, man.
You gotta listen to it, though.
It's gonna be hard to do it unbiased now. Everybody done shot on it.
Damn, I know. I wish you would have listened to it before, dog.
No, everybody said that shit. It was like unanimous.
Damn. I don't know.
Like 808s, though, and come back later.
Nah. I don't see that happening.
This ain't no 808s, though.
It's not, bro. It ain't. You can say he was trying to be different, but that's what I did. I gotta have a light-skinned nigga meeting. First of all, to congratulate Steph, you know, for entering himself in the top 10 category, you know, player of all time. You got to put him there. And then to tell this nigga to make some real music going forward. So, you know, you ain't got your other light-skinned brethren on here because, you know, I would tell him the same shit. But, you know, it's...
I can't even defend him. I ain't even listen to him yet.
You got to, V. You got to.
Everybody says it's horrible. So.
I was excited to. I listened to
Me
it.
Too.
Came out,
Me too. Me too.
Brother came out at midnight. I was there at 9:10, you know, listening to it.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck? Bro, I haven't went back. Usually I'm like, usually when Drake shit, I'm like the first time I'm not fucking with it. And then I have to come back. I'm like fucking with it. I ain't going back.
Yeah. I tried to put it on the first one. Again this morning in the whip, it was even worse.
Man, it wasn't it, bro.
It's not it.
Dang, ain't even banging in the whip.
He actually kind of singing off key. You know what I'm saying?
He in a falsetto.
Yes, he get to like a soprano quick.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
He on there whining.
I don't know. I don't know, B. All right, man, let's talk about Steph and the Warriors. Wow. Well, let me say this. Well, congratulations to the Warriors. Beat these guys in six games. I was very confident they were going to win a title from jump. That game one shook me because I was like, whoa, they lost at home, blew a lead. But them, they were never like worried at all. You could see it in Dre's face. Steph, when they would do, and Clay, when they would do interviews, it looked like they just knew that they were going to win this fucking series regardless. And they fucked around and did, man. I think it was that game four for Steph dropping that 43 that, like, you know, solidified they whole what was going to happen. So what was y'all takeaways? And we got to talk about him and where he's at now in terms of players, what echelon he's in, and in all-time players. I still don't think he leapfrogs like KD or guys like that, but I do think he's inching his way into the top 10 if he's not there yet. You know what I'm saying? So he's close, man. He's legitimate. This guy is the real. What y'all got?
Man, I kind of value more the team more than like Steph himself. He's just the head of the snake. Like the fact that the talent's homegrown, right? The main three guys. I see that more as a dynasty than just Steph being great. I mean, he is great, but he's not the only one on the squad.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it also proved that they didn't need KD, which we already knew.
Does it prove that?
I mean,
I think at the time they needed KD because they just had a hole in that position. I think they did a great job post KD as far as building a roster with vets and, you know, I don't think they drafted well, I'm gonna be real. I mean, if they had Melo. I mean, imagine if they had Melo there instead of Poole.
Well, yeah, it would be instead of James Wiseman, but yeah, they would be.
No, but he means in that role though.
In that role, oh,
because you'd have to have Christ. One in that role,
right? And
they would be. Then we talking about another
run,
two or three. Run.
Yeah,
they didn't, and I think this is the last one. Do y'all agree?
I don't know who steps up. I mean, what if Wiggins takes a step up? I don't know. I mean, Wiggins don't have to improve that much in order for them to be a better team.
I feel like he's maxed out. But what you're getting from him is good, though. But what you, I mean, you're already getting, I think. What you receive from him, if you get that again, even, that would be excellent. But yeah, like they'll be a year older.
Ooh. Steph will be 35 next season. Clay, another year on, you know, coming back from surgery. Maybe he's better. Maybe not. Maybe he's worse. He could go either way. Dre getting older. I don't see it. I don't see them getting to the top of the mountain again. And that's why I think they savored this one so much, because it's probably the last one. In terms of these three being the guys, maybe Jonathan Kuminga, you know, becomes
the next generation. Yeah,
yeah, but you know,
that's to be determined.
Yeah, it's TBD. And until that's the case, I don't see that. I think that they're the favorites in terms of Vegas, but I don't see that shit.
Why didn't Kuminga play the series or at all?
They don't trust him, apparently, or don't feel.
I guess kind of scary.
He's like ready to contribute.
Yeah, it's just like we're talking about the next generation. He's like, no tick.
Yeah, it worked though. I mean,
he played sporadically in some series, some instances. They where they felt like they could utilize them and play them a little bit. But yeah, it didn't look like the building blocks of a star to be. That it didn't seem like how they utilized it.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, I think the Celtics kind of shrunk in the moment. I think Tatum did. I don't know if it was.
He really did, yeah.
I don't know if it was because of fatigue or what, but he kind of let go of the rope. And, you know, guys that age, then they're about the same age. I think Kuminga's 21-ish.
And he's young.
Kuminga's young. Yeah. But Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum are about that age, too.
They're like 23, 24, though.
Yeah. But
if Wiggins really have that type of effect on Tatum, did he really like just clamp him down, or did he just like?
Wiggins is a good defender, and Tatum is not crazy ISO. Like, I mean, I ain't seen him like just like go bananas on people ISO. He don't really got that much handle. Like you said, he is kind of stiff.
He's robotic
a little bit. Not a great shooter, okay shooter. Like he does like a little bit of everything, like kind of good. And Wiggins is much better athlete than him, lanky. I could see him not like that not being a favorable matchup. Like, let's go ISO for Tatum versus Wiggins, and that's gonna bring us home. I don't believe that would be the case.
It seemed like everybody shrunk, though, besides Al Horford for at the end. Al Horford was, like, going bananas.
Rest of them are young, man. You know, that's a big moment for a 25-year-old, bro. A finals against and the Warriors on the other side? The Warriors? I can't say I would fare, you know, different in that situation given the same ability, you know? So, It's tough.
I am of the opinion that you're not gonna wear all this Kobe shit and like text this guy at his old number and like just fall in the moment like that. Like that's terrible. Like don't do that. Take this shit off. And then he's gonna change his number next year.
What? To what? 8?
24.
You bullshitting.
That's what I've heard. And it's just like, bro, it's not like you went out swinging, bro.
You didn't go out Kobe style. But
at all.
Ooh. He's changing his number to 24?
You are not Kobe, dog. Like,
no, we're near Kobe. Book is more Kobe than you are.
And he ain't even close.
Not even close.
He ain't close neither.
I seen some disrespectful shit saying Bill Simmons fucked around and said that Steph was better than Kobe. He took that effect. I'm like, boy, if you don't stop, that's some Boston ass hate. That's ridiculous.
They're gonna start saying that shit.
They can't. I don't think it's gonna stick. But he did because he, you know, Boston guy, they just lost the finals. He was pissed. He's just going to say some egregious shit, but come on now. Stop. Stop.
He up there with in the LeBron's, Kobe's, Mike's. I'm not there. I've watched Steph play a lot of basketball. He's not.
Is he top 10?
As those guys. Man, who are you bumping out the 10 to pick up Steph over?
We have to identify a 10 first.
Just straight off of the Mike, Kobe, Bron, Shaq.
Magic. Kareem.
4-5 right there. Kareem, 6.
KD to me. He is in KD. That. And there Kevin. Is no way that Steph is better than KD.
No, he's not.
But people got him jumping him because of this last one. But go ahead.
Because of this chip. So, yeah, like you said, KD, is he better than KG?
Yes. I think this jump. Tim's on that list too.
I don't think he's better than
Tim. I don't think he's better than Tim either.
As a,
you put him at 10.
You think he might get to 10?
Is Larry, he better than Dwayne Wade? Oh no.
Yes. I'm willing to go that he's better than D Wade.
Oh no.
They got simple. Now these guys, now those guys have similar trajectories. They have similar trajectories.
That's a better comp. That's a fair.
In terms of being the second best guy on the two title teams.
Well, he was the best on one though.
No, I'm talking about the Braun one, and then the best on one,
and then the best on the shot.
Right. No, well, the best on two. So Steph has him by one. So I don't know. There's an argument there, and Steph changed the game. So I actually might go with Steph actually there.
You might take Steph over because I look at it like a draft or picking up. Like who would I take?
I'll take Steph over.
Me too.
Wade.
Over D-Wade.
Me too.
Do you would draft Steph? I don't know, man. D-Wade got a lot of big finals moments, dog. They both have their
injuries. They both have their injuries. I agree, but Steph has been more available.
The only thing for me is Steph will age. His game will age better. Where D-Wade, it was just while he was still athletic.
Right.
Yeah.
But I would take that athletic peak of D Wade over Curry. But I can respect either one though. I wouldn't be like, he's just, that was nice and that's great.
He waits a little more clutch.
Mm-mm. I got Steph, man.
Yeah, but
I'm still taking, I can respect it. You gonna step over Hakeem?
Yeah, I think the last couple is like Akeem and Bird. You got to talk about those two. And
then those two. So like, are you bumping any of them guys?
I personally wouldn't bump Larry Bird for him. Akeem, I would.
You would bump Akeem?
Yeah.
I would bump Larry Bird before Akeem.
I wouldn't bump Akeem.
Yeah, just because of skill set.
I hear
Larry
you.
Larry Bird wasn't like, he was good.
Oh, I think you got the white boy fucked up.
No, he was good. He was good. But he also had a squad.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was nice. He was like 6'10", J, rebound, dime, and put it on the floor.
Unquestionable best player on three title teams.
If I had to pick, I would probably take Larry Bird. Like, if I was drafting and it was like, you could pick up Steph or Larry, I'll be like, he gives me what, he's not as prolific, of course, because of the era that they grew up in. But he gives me the shooting and way, 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 way more.
He, in this era, if you drop Larry today, he would be a motherfucking dog.
Imagine like a tall Luger.
Yeah, yes.
Yes, like 6'10 version, yeah.
Ooh, buddy, he would be giving motherfuckers the blues today. It's a couple niggas from back then, if you drop them in, I mean, obviously you could put Mike in any era. He, you know, it's him. But
yeah.
But man, yeah. So I
can't put him in the 10.
Really?
I can't. Who am I taking out to put Steph in?
So you're not taking.
He moving up closer to that list, but I'm not put based off of that. Based off of that championship take, would say I would say he's better than Larry Bird. He's better than Akeem. He's better than Shaq. He's better than Kobe. He's better than LeBron. He's better than Tim Duncan. Better than Jordan. Like,
you got the same number of rings as Braun, right?
Yes.
I'm not trying to say better than Braun, but damn.
KD, like you said.
In Bronze Era, he has the same number of rings as him.
Yeah. I really like that D-Wade Steph comparison, though. Like,
now, once you get to that level, it gets interesting. Yes.
Like, I think that's a better comp for him. Because I don't think he's, you know.
A true one?
No, not a true one. I'm talking about just in terms of talent. I mean, he changed the game, which counts for something. But it does. No, it does. But I mean, in terms of talent, you got Bron, Kobe, LeBron. I mean, MJ. And those guys, Magic. I don't know. They were so they were trying to say he was the best point guard ever. Now, bumping Magic. Ooh. I can't go there either. I can't go.
I don't even say he's as a point guard. He's not even. I don't think he's better than as a point guard. I don't think he's better than Steve Nash. Prime Steve Nash.
Bro, we are not going to do this on your play. You have
point guard. You're talking.
Oh God, bro, you cannot do this on your platform, bro.
I don't think Steph is a point guard, though. I think he's a small two.
Okay.
Steve Nash is a point guard. Magic Johnson is a point guard. Jason Kidd, those are like point guards. I don't look at Steph and go, he's a point guard. You have to play him at the one in some capacities because he's small, but he's not a point guard. The same way I don't think Iverson is a point guard.
If you had to pick, you picking at the playground. You need a one, and it's Stephen Magic left. Who are you taking?
I need a one. I'm taking Magic.
If I need a
scorer, I'm taking Steph.
Stop. I'm talking about talent. You got to pick a guy.
Oh, just raw talent? I would take Magic.
Keith?
I'm picking Steph because he can pull me.
Maybe. Well, that's the thing.
It depends on what I need.
That's the thing. Like,
I can ball down the court.
So you saying you would take Magic out to put Steph in, basically?
No, come on.
That's right to Steph.
You know? No, I mean, I thought that's where you were headed.
I actually don't. I think Magic is kind of untouchable in a sense, man, because of everything he's done for the game. And we've gotten a lot of. We've been able to look inside of his career lately because of all the docs and shows and shit. I couldn't put Steph ahead of Magic. Mm-hmm. I just couldn't. I get the argument though in a pickup game because Steph can pull, man. You know what I'm saying? Like he just gives you that dynamic.
Magic, yeah, I mean they give you different stuff. Magic is going. Dominate in a different way.
Mm-hmm. All right.
He'll bring you dimes, boards, get to the cup, post that. Like, it's just different. Like,
ooh. That man was real. He was the fucking real boy. What?
6'9", 1.
Woo.
It was like crazy crafty, too.
Dropped 43 game 6, first year to win the shit. He now this motherfucker is different. I don't know, man. I don't.
I can't put Steph over.
I mean,
if that's what you're. Now, if you want to put him over Wade, I can 100%. I disagree, but I could like respect and be like, cool. But Magic, I don't know about that one, man. I don't know. So do you have him in the top 10 then? I can't see how he fits in.
Oof. I'll have to think long and hard about that one. It's tough. I think you talking between him and KD as that 10th guy, in my opinion. And I still got KD.
Yeah, I'll still take KD too.
I'll still take KD for sure.
Yeah. So. But yeah, and I think it, in terms of that those KD rings, where does this, you know, they won without him. Does that say anything about his legacy that, you know, he can only win with these guys, really? Otherwise, he falls flat on his face.
It's tough to say.
Talk about KD
being away from the Warriors, and I think it says more about the Warriors' culture than KD. They know how to formulate a team, like choose the right free agents to come, you know, play on their squad, and how to draft well. I think it says more about the organization than KD. Mm-hmm. in my eyes.
Yeah, but we do have some data on him before he got to Golden State too. It's not just after.
That's true.
You know what
he
I'm
got
saying?
He got to the finals super early.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like that Boston team when it was him and Russ. They were around the same age as those guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
In their early 20s. Been to the conference final several times with Westbrook. And then the Nets was a straight flop. I mean, for like various reasons, like the health and then the COVID and then James Harden and then Vincent. It was just a calamity of errors. So, I mean, I can't, it's hard to get a true bead on it with him. I would like to see him win one without the stacked deck. I would like to have seen him do that.
Is the era of the super team over?
Should be. I don't know. Do you like it better when there's a super team?
I do. Because it's a villain. And I love the villain. We all do. Really. I mean, that's when the ratings are up the most. When there's a villain. I mean, look at the ratings. Try to compare the ratings when Miami was first in that shit to now. It's probably like no con. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh yeah, I tuned out on that.
No. I'm saying Miami when Bron first got there. My bad.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about like it wasn't as intriguing.
This one.
Yeah. Oh, no, this past one wasn't as intriguing as like the Miami.
Oh yeah,
like,
yeah. But it was though.
Golden State's ones, like the ball, even going back to the original Boston victory.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I agree with that. Superstars to go around to be making a super team.
You said what?
There's really not that many superstars to go around to make a super team.
Yeah,
it could. They form when they wanted when they wanted that. Kawhi could have made one, but he chose to go to the Clippers instead.
Whoa, I forgot about that. He gave y'all a runaround.
I'm down the street.
Down the street.
Left us with the old blue ball.
Oh, that's a great move though, by the way. That is because he knew then, he was doing it the whole time.
It was a 2-for-1, because then now you waited holding that money up to give him a max. And now all the good players done got signed. So now you got to sign Danny Green's, but it's just still worked out.
Fuck, I still got one.
Fuck that. It still worked out.
Damn.
Yeah, I got the COVID ring.
I hate that. I hate that, honestly. I hate that shit. I hate motherfuckers calling the Mickey Mouse ring. I don't fuck with that shit.
Played under the same parameter.
Yes. They would have won. I think they would have won that year regardless. Yeah.
To me, it's even a more pure champion, if you want to be honest about it, because there's no home court advantage. Just really, who's the best? You're playing in an empty arena.
I wouldn't go that far, but I was saying that they were all in this under the same guise of this is how you win a title. Go ahead. Who wants it? Because it's different when you play in front of a crowd. That's just the truth.
No, yeah, it's different. There's the home team has an advantage over the other team.
But you also had old boy from the Patriots going on. What's his name? TJ Warren.
He was like a fucking superstar in the bubble.
He was like dropping 50 in the bubble. I remember.
That was fun.
Everybody was dropping 50. I remember. Mitchell, boy Murray.
Yeah, Jamal Murray. They was hooping.
That ring was entertaining.
That shit was fun as hell. The ratings were down for that playoffs. I don't understand what the fuck was everybody doing.
That was like the best one I've seen in a minute.
Yeah, I was in the house. Like, who else? What the fuck was that?
Normal political thing.
Oh, they just the Black Lives Matter shit. Fuck out of here, bro.
Oh,
yeah,
China
too. Yes. fucking Daryl Morey. He fucking shit up. He fucks up every place he goes. I know we talk about that a lot. He is terrible.
Oh, yeah. He's bad.
So, yeah, there's a lot of, I mean, in terms of signings, I think this is an intriguing free agency because, you know, Kyrie might be on the move. What do they do with James Harden?
Probably stuck together, I believe.
Yeah, but I've been seeing like maybe like a 1-1 type shit, which is
if I was James, I would get a bag. You not give me the most amount of money over the most amount of years. Whoever's willing to do that. A 1-for-1, you stay out of shape. And you on the downside.
No, I think him and Morey might have
like that a bag, man.
I think they got a handshake, bro.
To do a bunch of short-term deals?
No. To do a deal.
Okay.
I'm not sure what it is, but he can't fuck maxing James Harden right now.
You might got to. You don't think nobody else can max him?
What'd you say, Key?
I feel sorry for Joel Embiid.
Yeah.
The organization is fucked up.
It's terrible. Yeah.
Top three guy.
Can he force it? Could he ask out?
He could. I mean, it seems to be teams are being willing to accommodate players when they.
But his brand is too much in Philly for him to ask out. So, but maybe though. I mean,
because they got to pay the other young kid too, though, right?
Who? Oh, Tyrese.
Mm-hmm.
But is I think
he up.
I think he just got dropped. I don't think it's his year three for him.
Yeah, he got his year was the COVID year. So, because that's the team that didn't at UK that didn't get to play. So this is his third year. So maybe he might be up come soon. I'm
thinking, yeah, it's next this now or around the corner. He's up. So you gotta pay him too. So and then I guess James Harden. I don't see a better situation for James. And I guess they could do a sign and trade if he wanted to go somewhere else.
Yeah, Tyrese isn't up for like 2-3 more years.
Oh, he got a little while.
Yeah.
What if you max him, if you max James for like a 4-year deal?
Yeah, he, Tobias Harris makes $37 million. That's fucking crazy.
You could maybe try to see if you can move him.
He's probably their most consistent scorer, though.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Besides Joel, yeah.
When Joel's available.
Yeah. Their depth is really bad.
And I'm not a fan of Doc either.
This is ugly.
Yeah, it's not an attractive. It's like a mess. It's like, I don't know where you want to begin.
Yeah.
And then you kind of stuck with James. To me, I think you gotta pay him. Traded Ben Simmons for him. You could have got like a different package for Ben Simmons.
Yeah. Yeah, so. I don't know. It's gonna be an interesting offseason. I think we talked a little bit about who we are picking for next year. Here, I'll pull up the odds for NBA champ.
Yes, it's tough to do before free agency.
Because
a lot of roster, like there'll be a lot of movement, a lot of player movement.
not as much this year as in past. It's just like big dominoes that need to fall, though. Yeah, so the Warriors have the best top odds.
Milwaukee's that low?
I honestly think that I was thinking about this the other day. I think that the bubble ring, which I don't like calling, but y'all's ring and the Bucks ring are kind of similar in terms of
team build.
No, in terms of it just wasn't normal. Like it just wasn't normal. It wasn't a normal season. And so now we got back to a normal season, and now I think we'll have them going forward. Yeah, I told you I like the Clippers to win it all next year. Like, if they stay healthy, I think it's like they're legit. They can do it. Where y'all at? God, yo.
Better than I expected.
Really? They need to blow this. Go ahead.
I said with the Westbrook, the Westbrook situation makes it like I don't know how you could have a player like that eating up so much of your cap space and then still feel a contending roster at the same time. It's an incredible challenge. So that's why I would not have us in the top five or so. Team. Like all of those teams ahead of our odds, I think are fair.
Damn.
And then I would say we got a better chance than Utah, the Pelicans, teams like that. Maybe Philly. I would take Philly out.
Damn.
But the rest in the Nets too. I don't believe in. They're like in shambles too, so I don't know how they would have the second best odds.
KD's
on the team, but they got swept with KD on the team.
Yeah.
So they were in the play-in, and then they got swept once they got in.
Honestly, any of these teams winning wouldn't shock me. But I think somebody's going to make a blockbuster move that we don't see right now. That's gonna catapult one of these teams to the top. Somebody gonna be unhappy and we're not gonna know about it, and they're gonna ask for a trade and they're gonna get it. So we'll see.
And Dallas is better with Christian Wood.
Yeah, I really like them.
I think that was a good pickup.
Really good pickup. Really good pickup.
Fits well.
Memphis. But yeah, if I had to pick, if I had to bet, it would be these guys.
For sure.
The Clippers.
If I had to wager, I would put it on the Bucks.
Interesting.
The Bucks. Middleton can bounce back from that injury.
They're cooked. They don't know what they want to do with DeAndre Ayton. They're finished.
Yeah, they're in a bad spot too.
I heard they were like arguing or something like that. This is why they started to play bad. There was some tension in the locker room.
Really? Mm-hmm. Hmm. I don't think the Dubs get back again winning. That would be insane. I think that they're gonna retool a little bit too.
This offseason. Possibly. Mm-hmm. But I would still, yeah, put their odds above ours, for sure.
Absolutely. You know, and then maybe it's time for this team. Maybe it's their time now. It's coming.
If they get Murray back, we'll see what he looks like coming off of that.
And we see what y'all call him? Paul George, the new Paul George?
Who?
Who y'all call the new Paul George?
I said B.I. could develop into a Paul George level guy, but
who's the other guy?
Now I didn't call that kid Paul George though, but I said he could be good though. the light skinned tall athletic kid.
Michael Porter.
Yeah. No, I did not say he was Paul George level. Hmm. Well, but I thought he could be good.
Well, Jokic, Murray, and then maybe this kid, you know, we'll see. I think it might, it could be their time coming up, so we'll see. But yeah, that's it. Them is the guy, like, from y'all up.
You know, yeah, those are who are relevant.
Yeah, the champ will come out of here, but I actually don't know who that's gonna be. So
I had, yeah, it's yeah, like I don't know if it's better for the league for it to constantly be wide open like this, or is it good to have some better storylines?
Yeah. All right. I think that's it. Anything else y'all want to talk about? I don't think so.
Give me just a second.
No, I don't think that's not. I think we covered it all. So, all right. Thank you for listening. Peace.